Do you know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends?
From Buffalo, New York, where the ultimate tool to fight choking on Ted's hot dogs is a glass of Loganberry. It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, downs, lefts, rights, and having no one around to set up your intro joke of the Buffalo music scene. My name is Ryan Gurnett, and if Facebook says that 300,000 people are going to Area 51, that means that only 12 people are going to show up, and they're all just going to be the family and friends of the aliens. So, we rarely miss episodes, but we had a rare one last time, which would have been July 1st. I've had a ton of crazy stuff going on. My wife and I had a surprise move. We found a great place before we were planning on moving, but we found a perfect place. It's within walking distance of Milky's and Nietzsche's and all of the things infringement in my life. So we got down here and we're super happy, and things have been really busy. So I am, instead of being at our fancy Think Twice Radio studio, I'm in my bedroom. It's the quietest room of the house. This house has like the craziest high ceilings. It seems, for someone who's 5'4", it seems completely unnecessary. And so this might sound a little echoey for this episode, but hopefully next time we'll be back over in our Think Twice studio and we'll have some a great episode. But also, in addition to all the moves and frantic stuff, Mike Sid had to leave the podcast. I wanted to say thanks to Mike for all of his hard work. He wasn't here for helping us out for a super long time, but the few months he was around, he was great to have around, and he was super helpful. So I just wanted to say thanks. And then in addition to that, Buffalo Infringement Festival is a giant beast to run. I am doing all of the music scheduling, so I have been dealing with 145 performers, 40 venues, and around 300 performances, and that's just the music. So that's even just the stuff that I take care of. So everyone else also has, you know, poetry and film and dance and visual art, all that stuff. We've got another like 20 to 30 per category. So on top of what I'm doing, there's all this other stuff happening, and it's fun. But it's also cumbersome and it's difficult, but it's also super rewarding. I've had some people say some amazingly kind things to me over the last month, and I appreciate all of it. So I think next year I'll plan accordingly when it comes to making these episodes around Infringement Festival. So, for episode 39, I'm going to preview the upcoming Buffalo Infringement Festival and tell you the best places to go for the best performances of the festival. I'm going to be foregoing our typical interview to make room for all there is to talk about with the festival, and we'll be playing a little extra music too. This episode, we're going to be playing music by John Moore and Missing Star, The Molise, Stress Dolls, Shannon Vanderlyn, and we have exclusive live tracks from this and The Scarecrow Show, and I'm hoping that live exclusive tracks from local concerts is going to start becoming a thing with us. So, I've been going out at every chance I can and going to shows and recording stuff, and, you know, so hopefully that's cool, and hopefully you guys like the tracks. I can't imagine you wouldn't. Both of them are fantastic. I think this is now the part of the episode where I just complain about things for a while. So, I kind of just want to let people know some of the things that I've seen going through the scheduling process and the proposals, and just some things to do and to not do when booking shows that I thought I'd share. So I'll just kind of give you guys the order that it all happens in. So the proposals came in. It was done April 15th. I thought I had more than enough time to get everything done on time. And I also had my fundraiser for Jessica Cameron on May 4th. So I'm like, I can wait 2.5 weeks before I get started. That was a super dumb idea. So next year, like, for me, it's I got to get started on day one. So so that's kind of how it started. And then the schedule, it's really like Tetris. You're dealing with bands' different PA needs, stage size needs, availability. And then, of course, there's a few local musicians who are in, like, 3 or 4 different bands. People like Pam Swartz, Greg Morton, that they're just in everything and trying to make it so they can do all of their stuff. You know, you want to give them the time to do everything that they want to do for the festival. And then a lot of other people too are doing, we have people who are doing both dance and music or, visual art and music. So you got to make sure that, you know, you're not overburdening someone on a particular day or double booking them. So first it's like, first you do the confirmation. So once you put the schedule together, then you start doing confirmations. And let me tell you, that's like handing out a court summons for some people, like 4 to 5 calls. And then, and listen, people can't do shows. People have to cancel. Bandmates get sick. I understand all that stuff. That stuff doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is one band in particular. We had a venue. They asked for a very particular kind of music. And I looked at what we had, and we didn't really have much to fit it. But I had an idea with one band, so I called them. I'm like, hey, how are you guys with volume? Can you not go too crazy? This venue doesn't want it to be super loud. And they're like, yeah, I think we can handle that. It'll be a fun show. So about a week goes by, and I'm trying to set up a second show for them. And I'm like, I've got this spot and this spot. Which one would you prefer? And they come back, and they're like, well, we're not going to take either. And I'm like, you're not going to take either? I'm like, told me you wanted one of these spots. So I'm like, all right, well, we're still good for the other show, right? And they're like, what other show? And I'm like, you know, it's seriously, it's one thing to cancel on someone, but it's another thing to actually have, like, conversations with someone about a particular show and then not remembering it. So after you do the confirmations, then you have to reschedule everything, taking into account all the bands that just canceled. So I started with about 170, and then it goes down to about 145. Some bands break up, some bands find schedule changes, some decide they're going on tour. A lot of it's out-of-town bands who, you know, they're trying to work a tour out, but they can't get it all the way. So then you make that. Then after you change the schedule again, then you have to reconfirm. So this is where the general confusion happens now, because, like, you told a band 7, but now it's 9. And it's not crazy stuff, but, like, bands are sensitive about this. And then one band contacted me a few days ago, like, after we already sent out the information for the program, and they're like, hey, can you get me another venue gig? And I'm like, I guess so. Like, this was way late in the process, but they were an out-of-town band. I'd like to give them a good paying gig. So I go into one of the shows, and I rearrange everything, and I'm like, all right, I gotcha. We're all set. I send the person who does the programs, who is Jana from Bloodthirsty Vegans, who we'll probably talk about later. And it's like, all right, I added this person to the show. All the time's changed. Here you go. By the end of the day, that same person contacted me and was like, yeah, I can't do the festival now. So not only did I have to put the show I completely rearranged back, I also had to go into the system, take them out of the other show that they were playing, and now I have to find a replacement for them last minute. So just, you know, these are things not to do. You know, it's really interesting seeing things from both the performer side and from the guy running stuff side. And, you know, these are things, guys, just be considerate. That's all. So, and then, you know, I'm already going way over the time that we had for this, but we have some really weird problems then. We had one person who was harassing volunteers, you know, mostly me. We have another guy who's doing the Donald Trump Golden Toilet, which I'll just leave that to your imagination, and you can check it out at the festival. So yeah, so that's the festival. It's been crazy and nuts, and I really like it. And, you know, I keep going around trying to get volunteers and trying to talk people into helping. And I've actually managed to find a really good amount of people that kind of surprised me, kind of like last minute here near the end. But I wish this was around when I would have graduated college, because, you know, of all the things I did with my music industry degree, you know, promoting, booking concerts, festival stuff, that's really what I want. Like, that's really what I'd like to do. And, you know, if you're interested in helping with the festival, come on out. You can contact me through the Facebook page. You can contact Infringement Festival through Facebook if you want to volunteer. And come help out. You can get some cool experience. You get to go see some great bands you might not normally see. You get into some shows for free. And the Infringement family is really wonderful, and they're a great group of people, and you're helping out the local art scene. I apologize, because I know there's some extra noise here. I'm actually, I got to keep the window open a little bit to fend off the sweltering heat. So I think that's what's doing that. So I apologize, but I digress and we move on. All right, so the first thing we are going to do is we are going to play you a song. This is from John Moore and Missing Star. It's called On Your Way. They are playing Infringement Festival on July 27th at Nietzsche's. They're playing with Johnny and the Man Kids, who we'll have an interview with on our next episode, Detroit Red, a local rock band, Katie Jones. She's from Rochester. She's kind of alt-country, really pretty voice. And Kurt Riley, who brings his David Bowie-esque slash glam rock from Ithaca. So, quick story about John Moore. I actually did I did merch for his old band 53 Days, literally 20 years ago. I remember I had to take my ACTs for college the next day, and I ended up sleeping through about half of them because I did merch for him until like 2 or 3 in the morning. And just seeing that he's still involved with the scene and he's still making great music recently made me really happy. So here is On Your Way by John Moore and Missing Star on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com.
Thank you.
All right, we are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on Think Twice Radio. That was On Your Way by John Moore and Missing Star. Next up, we're going to talk previous shows. We're going to do it real quick because there is so much more to get to, but there are a couple shows I wanted to talk about. First was Struggle is Real put on a hip-hop show at Milky's back on June 21st. We had Chucky Campbell, Type Relevant, Sean and B, 86 Supreme, Kelly Valucci, and DJ Soyotos. It was really a super fun night. I had a thing in the morning next morning, so I couldn't stay super late. But I caught Sean and B, which features Brandon Sylvia. Brandon Sylvia, formerly of Intent to Sell, was one of my favorite hip-hop groups. I was kind of sad to see them break up. I got to see Type Relevant live for the first time, and man, they slay. And I got to catch just a little bit of Chucky Campbell, and he always is a good time. So the tie-in here is that Type Relevant is playing at the festival on Saturday, July 27th at Mohawk Place, at the Lawn Disco on Sunday, July 28th, and at the Mega Fringe at Holly Farms on Sunday, August 4th. And friend of the podcast and friend of myself, DJ Soyotos, he'll be at Milky's Elmwood Lounge on Friday, July 26th. He'll be also at the Lawn Disco on Sunday, July 28th. And he is spinning for an hour at the Purple Sparkly Unicorn Potluck at the Buffalo Niagara Hostel on Friday, August 2nd. So I just saw them. They are Struggle is Real approved. Go check those guys out. And then the other show I wanted to talk about was, now, first off, I want to like account of how many times we referenced the Scarecrow show, really in any given episode, because it always ends up coming up somehow. They played the Scathed EP release party, which is a town ballroom, which there need to be more local shows there. It was a pretty good turnout, and it seemed like everyone had a really good time. Erie Shores is played, Carpool played, obviously Scathed played, but Scarecrow show just crushed that night, and I keep finding myself in situations where I'm seeing bands who I think are perfectly fine, like they're good bands, like I don't have any problems with it, but Scarecrow show, man, they're just the real deal. Like every time I introduce someone to them, they love them and they want to immediately see them again. And former co-host Nate, he got some video of them from that show, and at the end of this segment, which will be in a minute here, we're gonna play a song from that. But yeah, man, go see Scarecrow show. They're fantastic. As far as the festival goes, on Friday, July 26th, the Scarecrow show is playing two shows for Buffalo Infringement Festival. Now, one of them is at Milky's Punk Fest, which is Saturday, July 27th. Starts at 6:15, and Scarecrow Show is playing first from 6:15 to 6:45. But the one I really want to talk about is the Rockpocalypse. Grindhouse, which is a vegan coffee shop near the corner of Elmwood and Allen, they like loud music. That's what they said they wanted, was loud music. So I'm taking the two most energetic, fun, maybe not the loudest, but they're up there, bands of the festival, and I'm putting them Grindhouse. And I've had other people tell me, like, well, they're like, if you've ever seen Lazy Ass Destroyer, who's playing with Scarecrow Show, they have a guitar player named Krusty. He wears a loincloth. And I've had people say, you can't do a show in a place that small with them. Like, think of Krusty. And I'm like, I don't think anyone wants to be near it, but no. I want to put this stuff in a coffee. I want to put this stuff in a little coffee shop, and they're like, it's gonna be too crowded, and there's gonna be a line outside. And I'm like, that's kind of what we want. And they're like, and it's gonna be too loud. And I'm like, that's definitely what we want. And they're like, it's not gonna be for everyone. And I'm like, that's absolutely what we want. So, on Friday, July 26th, at Grindhouse from 7 to 10, Scarecrow Show and Lazy Ass Destroyer are both playing sets. I am infinitely excited about this show. We have a lot of really great music, and I'm not supposed to play favorites, but outside of like opening and closing ceremonies and Broadway Market, which we'll talk about later, I think this is going to be the coolest show. So get down to Grindhouse Friday, July 26th, and just have your face is going to be rocked off. So, this is a performance from the Scarecrow Show back at the Scathed EP release party. I don't remember the date off the top of my head, but it's the I decided to use the song that we always play in what's usually in my head after I leave one of their shows. So, this is our exclusive of the Rat Race. Or is it just Rat Race? Either or. Live here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. That was Rat Race by the Scarecrow Show at Live from Town Ballroom here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. So I am already running like behind on time. So last year we did this and it was really cumbersome and a lot of just plain information. So what I decided on doing is we're going to go through the schedule. I'm going to give you one show every day. So if you're looking for something to do any day from July 25th to August 4th, we've got you covered. And we're just going to go. On Thursday, July 25th is our opening ceremonies. It starts at 9. All proceeds go to the festival. And we're basically rotating bands between a front stage and a backstage. So every 30 minutes, there's a new act going on. There's very little delay. And it's kind of a variety pack of what you can come to expect for Infringement Festival. So if you come a little early, Brass Pro and the Waterfront Revivalists are going to do their opening ceremonies parade. They're going to go from the Nickel City Co-op, which is also known as the Wonder Moth, which is at the corner of North and Elmwood, and they are going to parade themselves down Elmwood, down Allen, and over to Nietzsche's, and then they'll usually jam out for a while out front. We'll all be dancing and having a good time. The show starts off with My Rap Name is Alex, which is Alex Mead from the Bloodthirsty Vegans. We have the B-Side Review, which is a local burlesque group which will be performing. We have Tom Robert, a great local folk singer and vocalist. We have Hello Head Rush, which is this avant-garde audio-visual project that's coming in from Ohio. I'm really excited to see what that's about. I'm playing the front stage with Jen DeSantis. That'll be a lot of fun. We have Lazy Ass Destroyer, who we mentioned earlier, who, if you've never heard him, I always describe him as Kid Rock, and I think that's really unfair because Kid Rock's terrible. Lazy Ass Destroyer is if Kid Rock, instead of being into, like, classic rock and, like, country music, if he was into, like, electronic and punk. And he's a super fun time, and he's a great dude, so come out for that. We also have Blackbird, an R&B singer. We have Manic State featuring Eli Jimerson, who's also in Circular Logic, who's a fantastic guitar player. We have Willow Grox, who does a solo looping project called Leafy Trees. And then we have Steve Meyer's project called Sonic Wranglers, which is avant, noise, rock, a little bit of everything. I mentioned the Rockpocalypse on Friday, July 26th. That night, we're also having a Stanley Kubrick birthday celebration slash costume contest. So dress up as your favorite Kubrick character, and we'll have a prize or two for who does it best. That's going to feature Cacklemancy, Sacred Daisy, This, who we're going to be playing a track from at the end of this segment, Chris Abbey, Circular Logic, which features the aforementioned Eli from Manic State, and then at the end, I'm really excited about this. We had an open slot. I asked the band if they wanted to just, bands, if they just wanted to just all jam together, and they're super into it. So that night's going to end with a multi-band all-star jam. On Saturday, July 27th, we are going to celebrate National Scotch Day at Mohawk Place. It is a hip-hop show featuring Cassius Green, Scoob, Type Relevant, 14 Trap Doors, Genesis, and Ooze Gang. It's going to feature some drink specials over at Mohawk Place, and for my money, this is the best hip-hop show of the festival. So, you know, if you like local hip-hop, or if you're looking into getting into more local hip-hop, check that out. On Sunday, July 28th, we have the Lawn Disco, which is at the Nickel City Housing Cooperative, which we mentioned earlier. It's at the corner of North and Elmwood in Buffalo, and this is an annual event, kind of what it sounds like. It's a nice outdoor party at the co-op. It's going to start with hip-hop artists Scoob and Jay Aquarius. It's also going to feature a dad joke battle, which is exactly what it sounds like. We're actually currently looking for teenagers who might be interested in judging the dad joke battle. And then it's going to have performances by Not Cool, who is a local electronic DJ guy I just started getting into, who I really like the music of, The Molise, Bloodthirsty Vegans, Type Relevant, and DJ Soyotos. So that's a great lineup. It's free. It's outdoors. You can go and have a great time. On Monday, July 29th, we are having, it's National Chicken Wing Day. Hell yeah. So we are having the National Chicken Wing Day Electro Geek Rock Celebration. First off, Milky's is going to have 50 Cent Wings for the night, a special. It's going to feature Not Cool, who I was just talking about. It's going to have Nod, which is this like psychedelic groove indie rock from Rochester. We're going to have the Glitch Video Game Band, who will be playing all of our favorite video game songs for the night. They also have screens up. They're going to be projecting video games on the wall. I haven't had a chance to see them yet. I'm really excited about that. And then we also have Good Dude, who they are a dad rock band that's instrumental. It has a real kind of Weezer, if Weezer was like more progressive rock kind of vibe to it. I think, you know, come on, check them out. I think they're great. And yeah, so that's Thursday through Monday. We're going to take a quick break. This is a live track from this. This is back from Porch Fest. It is a Struggle Is Real exclusive track. Here is This playing Bitter on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. That was Bitter by This here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. So I'm just going to jump right back in to the schedule and tell you what you need to know going into the week of infringement now. So this is for Tuesday, July 30th, we have an event called Vehement Voices. It's at Carpelli's Manuscript Museum on Porter Street. Both of the Carpelli's Manuscript Museums are beautiful. If you've never been there, you should go check them out. They have wonderful acoustics. So I put my five favorite voices of the festival together on one show. And it's some names you've heard of if you listen to the podcast, but I think it's great. We're going to have Allie Rose Morella from Rochester. She's a young woman, 15. She has a great voice. She's performed everywhere. She's done national anthems. She's going places. We have Newspeak, who we played on one of our last episodes. He's going to be doing kind of a quiet-ish, kind of a mellower set, focusing more on the vocals. And then later in the festival, he has kind of a louder show. We have Astor Bula, who is fantastic with his beautiful voice. We have Christina Stock with her beautiful smoky voice. And then we have Shannon Vanderland, who is, for my money, she's still the best voice in the area. And I love every chance I can get to listen to her and see her live. And this is an amazing showcase place for all of these performers. So if you have a chance, go check it out. It's another free show. It's all ages. On Wednesday, July 31st, it's a pretty quiet night, but if the mood hits you, we're having a bluegrass string showcase at Nietzsche's. It starts at 8:30, it goes till midnight, and includes the Heenan Brothers and Abel Footing. Then on Thursday, August 1st, we have an event called Super Loopers and Chronic Electronic. And if you haven't caught on, we name a lot of the shows. Anyway, it's at the Buffalo Niagara Hostel. It starts at 6 p.m., and again, Thursday, August 1st. It's going to feature M.T. Lakes, Medusa, Expressive Bro, Pam Swartz, and Rich Hendrix. So everyone on that bill is either kind of like an electronic-y kind of artist or a looper. On Friday, August 2nd, we have, it's called Could Be a Noise Rock Show. The venue may or may not be 41 Elmwood, and there may or may not be a noise rock show happening. And it may not include Sonic Wranglers, who we mentioned earlier, Newspeak, who we also mentioned earlier, and Dust One and Cacklemancy, who are both kind of experimental noise rock. There's projections that they're going to be using for the evening. I have yet to check out 41 Elmwood. It's basically a garage from what I've been told. All right. I'm going to skip a section here because I'm giving Broadway Market its own segment for this episode. But so let's talk about the final day of the festival then. That's Sunday, August 4th. We have two big events. You can come out to Allen Street, and from noon until 1 a.m., we've got entertainment for you. And between the two places, it'll only cost you $5. So there's a lot of artists, so I'm just going to spit them all out. So at first, at Holly Farms, which is a deli/convenience store about basically across the street from Nietzsche's, they've got a great parking lot. We're going to have music there all day. We're going to have Stress Dolls. We're going to have Insoluble, Space Lord, Divinity Reign from Out of Town, Type Relevant, Sentinel 6, and the Molise. It is a fantastic lineup. There's still room for one more. It's free. You know, if you know, check it out. Like, there's no reason you wouldn't want to do that. It's a fantastic lineup. And then we're having our closing ceremonies. Much like opening ceremonies, there will be a Brass Pro Parade. This time it'll be going from the Nickel City Wonder Moth to Days Park, which is the park right at the end of Allen at the Curve. And that'll be going on from about 8 to 9. And then for closing ceremonies, we have Mike F., we have Bloodthirsty Vegans, we have La Marimba, who is a local marimba group, if you couldn't figure that out. We have B-Side Review doing burlesque. We have the Beer Hall Philosophers, a local folk group. We have Tina Panic Noise, who is just crazy noisy punk. We have The States, a local hip-hop group. And then we have Soma Space Time Trip, which is experimental. And it's one of those ones where you kind of have to get to see it to understand it. But yeah, we've got all that great stuff happening. So go check out Closing Ceremonies. That's only going to be $5. It's 21 plus, and it's a great night of music for $5. So now we are going to play a quick track from the Stress Dolls. This is called Curves and Edges. I just listened to her. Her name's Chelsea O'Donnell. She's a fantastic local musician. And here it is on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. We'll be right back.
in the dark, and the ache in your back. She's a bull in the yard, and you're wearing all red. She's a wisp in the wind, a fragment carried away, a willow swaying in time with the breeze before it gets blown out the bay. So string me up tall, and I'll be your ragdoll, positioned to join in a dance that doesn't leave life much chance. Got no curves, just edges, in case you didn't notice. The burn in the starve is the worst. It's a flame that burrows hot in her eyes. The punch in the gut is a kick, it's a bully left that you despise. So lay it on thick and show me that punctured lip. It's a push and a pull to the top, whether you like it or not, you've been bit. I've got no curves, just edges, in case you didn't notice. I've got no definition, and all that I know is I've got no curves, just edges, and the sorry truth is if you're young, then you're pitied. If you're old, but you got it, and that's the last score. If you're young, then you're pitied. If you're old, you're ignored. You don't want it, but you got it, and that's the last score. I've got no curves, just edges, in case you didn't notice. I've got no definition, and all that I know is I've got no curves, just edges, and the sorry. You got it, so guess what? You gotta deal with it. Want it, but you got it, so guess what? You gotta deal with it. Want it, but you got it, so guess what? You gotta deal with it. Deal with it, deal with it, deal with it, deal!
And we are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on thinktwiceradio.com. Next up, I wanted to talk about the Buffalo Infringement Festival takeover of Broadway Market. Last year was my first, and I was involved in the festival, and I thought Broadway Market was really underused, so I kind of took it amongst myself to make, this was my pet project for the festival. We got better bands, and we have a lot of interesting stuff. In addition to the music, which we have three floors of, so the first floor is going to be acoustic folk music, the second floor is going to be industrial and some hip hop, and then the third floor is going to be rock. In addition to that, we have David Adamczak, who's going to be roaming the halls playing violin. We have the Gongoranium, which will be on the first floor, which is literally, it's a guy who sets up gongs and you can throw balls at him. I've heard it's therapeutic. We have And She Was Feeling Groovy, which is Jackie Z and her local green gymnast act, and you never really know what you're going to get from her, but she is a super positive, awesome person, and she is awesome to have around. We're also going to have, it's called the Performance Truck. It goes around doing very brief, I'm not sure if it's theatrical or poetry acts up on the roof. And then my personal favorite is we have a live action role-playing group who's going to do a live demo on the roof of Broadway Market I believe it's going to be 2-4. We're not 100% sure about that. The group is called Tartarus Invictus Presents Dagger Here. I knew we needed some more interesting non-music stuff for the festival, and the first thing I wanted to do was find a live-action role-playing group, and I reached out to them, and they were super interested, and I'm really happy we have them on. Now, let's get to the lineup. I'm just going to start from the top. We have Beer Hall Philosophers. We have Sheridan, Medusa, Flex God, Astrabula, Nod, Spadio Nation, Genesis, The Burkharts, Christina Stock, Nietzsche, Erica the Ice Dragon, Just One More, Cash's Green, Electric Style, Shannon Vanderlyn, Working Class Stiffs, and The Finality Complex, all on one bill. And in addition to that, the Scrap Iron Army, which is an art project of made from Derek Hamilton, works over at Nietzsche's. He makes these like little cool dudes out of scrap iron, and we're gonna have a scavenger hunt. We're going to have 6 of them on the premises at Broadway Market. If you take pictures of all 6, hashtag them. We'll have hashtags available up on the Facebook event page, which is already up for the event. We'll have that up shortly. And if you want to get involved with that, it's a great way to check out some cool art and some prizes. So yeah. And next up, we're going to play a song by first floor performer Shannon Vanderlyn. She's my favorite voice in Western New York, and I think she's great. This is Atmosphere by Shannon Vanderlyn on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on Very Distorty Think Twice Radio.
Lift me up to watch me fall. It's time to stop! No more!
And we are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on PinkFlexRadio.com. I apologize for the distortion we are having, but... to the end, folks. So I was gonna play the Molise after this segment. I don't think we're gonna have time, so we'll play them next time. Hopefully we'll get some live recordings from the festival and we'll have those to play. So so some announcements. So let's just we got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we'll start with the next episode. I'm gonna be going around to Infringement. I'm gonna be recording lots of bands. We'll be getting lots of exclusive live content for you guys for the next episode. I'm really excited about that. Also, we have interviews with Aircraft and Johnny and the Man Kids that we've kind of had. We've been holding on to them for a few weeks now, and maybe a little longer than that. So I've been dying to get those on, so those will be part of the next episode, too. So it'll just kind of show you what's been going on in the summer so far, and maybe we'll talk about a little what's going to happen after that. So first, you can go to facebook.com/strugglingproductions. I have started my own production company. Things kind of started with the podcast, and it started with doing reviews with all WNY, and then it turned into a podcast, and now Infringement Festival, and now booking shows. And we've been doing shows under the podcast name for a while, and there's just a lot more stuff that's coming up. I have a new podcast I'm working about. It's still a ways away, called Buffalo Mix CD. So that's coming, plus The Struggle is Real, plus booking shows. I thought I'd kind of make a multimedia conglomerate for it all. So that's Struggling Productions. So facebook.com/strugglingproductions, and you can kind of keep up on all the things we're doing. On July 21st, I'll be performing with Jen DeSantis at Sugar City. I'll be performing with Jen DeSantis at Sugar City on July 21st with Elenita George, A Will and a Way, and touring act Laura Thurston. So come out for that. It is it's an $8 cover. It'll be a really fun show. In addition to that, don't forget, on August 25th, we have Buffalo Punks for Planned Parenthood. We have something like 20 bands on over the span of 12 hours at Mohawk Place, and we're raising money for an amazing cause. And I am really happy about that. Show announcement. This just came up, popped up a couple days ago. On September 25th, we are again hosting Pocket Vinyl. I am so happy that they call me when they're looking for shows when they come to town. It makes me warm and tingly. So September 25th, Wednesday, at Revolution Gallery, we're going to have Pocket Vinyl, who, for if you're not initiated, Pocket Vinyl is a two-piece group where one member sings and plays some excellent piano, and the other member paints. And it is a brilliant multimedia act, and I think they're amazing, and I'm so happy they're coming back to town and I get to work with them. Also on the bill, Jen DeSantis and I will be performing, and Pam Swartz, the wonderful, the lovely, looping, rocking, dancing. She does a little bit of everything. I'm super excited to see what she has in store. And then, oh boy, folks, I've been waiting to talk about this. Our two-year anniversary is coming up. I didn't think we'd get to 2 years. I certainly didn't, knowing that, like Dennis stopped hosting a year ago. So that goes on to credit my amazing staff, everyone who's worked here a little bit, and everyone who's worked here for a long bit. Thank you all. We're doing a second anniversary live show on October 4th, and I couldn't be more excited. So the format, basically what we're going to do with the show, we're going to do a 15-minute interview with most of the artists. And, you know, when it starts getting late in the evening, then that might fall to the wayside. We're going to play some of the games that we play on our podcast, Real Not Real, and some other games like that. I don't want to spoil too much and give people a head start, but we're going to be playing some games like that and giving away prizes. And then each of the acts is going to have like 15 to 20 minutes to perform. Shannon Vanderlyn's opening up. We have Halo Nelly, who is an up-and-coming, just charming indie rock band who I absolutely love. They're on the bill. This, who we've talked about ad nauseum, two basses and a drummer and some fantastic vocals. And it is classic rocky and punk rock, like, of equal doses at the same time. And Logan is, like, maybe the best bass player in Buffalo, so that's always worth going out and seeing. Witty Tarbox, who is a band who I didn't think would want to work with me at all, just because they're kind of a big deal. They're actually coming to do an acoustic set, which I'm really excited about. Then we have a friend of the podcast, Danimal Cannon, who's going to be doing a set and an interview, and I'm always happy to book him on shows. He's just an incredible act. And then we'll end it, you know, like we should, with the Scarecrow Show. They have a concert that night, so they're coming in a little late. So I'm putting them on around 12:30, 12:45 to end the night. And yeah, it's a ton of acts. It's going to be a pretty great show. It's at Milky's. It's October 4th. You can find the Facebook event online for it. It's our second anniversary. It will be a party. It will be a lot of fun. Hopefully there'll be tons of other bells and whistles and surprises, maybe surprise guests. Who knows? I'm unable to think that far ahead. So that's it for episode 39. Wow, we have 39 episodes. So episode 40, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to recap everything that has happened this summer so far. We're going to have lots of exclusive live tracks, some already recorded, some coming from Buffalo Infringement Festival coming up. Check out the festival. Volunteer if you can. Just, this is the time of year. Like this is your local scene. Be a part of it. Like, you know, once September and October and wintertime hits, you know, there's not stuff like this that's happening. So, like, get involved. You know, do something, whether it's just going out and watching a show or sharing a Facebook event or actually volunteering. Just go out and participate. And yeah, so we'll have those performances. If we have time, we're going to squeeze in. We've got interviews with Aircraft and Johnny from Johnny and the Man Kids. And that's all. So I did it. Again, sorry for some of these mic problems. I do apologize, but I am struggling even to get this done. So it's all a struggle, isn't it? So thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. The next episode should be August 1st if I get my shit together. And life's chaos, folks. Just be kind to one another and keep struggling.